Danny, good afternoon. How are things?
Hey, great, Trey. How are you guys today?
Doing good, doing good. Making it. Danny, first off, your thoughts on the scrimmage from this past Saturday that the media and the fans were finally able to get a glimpse of this football team.
Yeah, I was listening to the to Wally's segment before. I thought he really made some interesting points and some very good points, as well as you did too, obviously.
But it wasn't about closed practices.
Sure, absolutely. I think that's what people are missing. I think, you know, I don't think any of us are upset with Brett Bielema. Sorry to change the subject, Trey, but
no, that's fine.
You know, you got a first year head coach. He's playing all these junior college players. He's got 10 true freshmen that he wants to play. You know, first-year head coach, close practices, coach. Go do your thing. I think everybody's okay with that. It'd be nice to get 20 minutes, you know, before practice to kind of get a feel for who's out there, who's missing, get a couple of photos. But I think more than anything, it's kind of the arrogance that the university has shown, you know, with the website, trying to really push that. Because at that point, you know, it's one thing for rivals to compete against scouts website 24/7, things like this. That's all private business. But now you're getting into territory where you've got a state-run institution trying to compete against private business, and I don't know the laws on that, but it sure sounds funny to me. But anyway, as far as the scrimmage Saturday, I was very impressed with how Brandon Allen came out. I think that's exactly what you want. You know, he goes 16 of 17 throwing. You know, a lot of people ask, well, is our secondary really that bad? For the most part, I thought the secondary was in position to make plays. I think it's a compliment to the wide receivers. They went up and attacked the ball on a few that, you know, 50-50 balls and came away with them. I thought Brandon was a big positive. The running game got stuffed a little bit, in my opinion. I thought the front seven really came on. I think they're starting to find out a little more about themselves at linebacker. You continue to hear Austin Jones walk on, starting at middle linebacker. Jarrett Lake is said to be the most impressive linebacker right now. That's kind of a surprise. But, you know, I think for the most part it was a great scrimmage. No one really came away too banged up. So I think they're doing okay right now. Be interested to see what they do Saturday, if they open it up or not.
Yes, it will. Matt Jones joins us now down in Orange Beach, Alabama. Joins us again, I should say. We are.
Good. Roger came back up and set me up, so we're ready to go.
He's actually working. That's good to know.
Oh, yeah. They're not just hanging out in the lazy river.
There's a lazy river around the condo.
This place is it's pretty cool. You know, 2,600 square foot, you know, bigger than a lot of houses, and the pool's on the fourth floor. You know, it's not like it's just outside, but it's they got everything you want. It's pretty sweet.
Danny, talk about Arkansas adding commitments from a defensive lineman, Armand Watts, and wide receiver out of Shreveport, Louisiana, Evangel High School, Jared Cornelius.
Yeah, last Thursday, of course. It would happen right after I get off the radio with
yes.
You guys. Seems to always happen that way, don't it?
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, you wake up, here it is in the middle of August, and they're up to 16 commitments, whereas, you know, 2 months ago it felt like they couldn't buy a commitment, not saying they would try. I want to clarify myself on that. But, yeah, up to 16 commitments. Got Jared Cornelius. This is a guy I really like. I saw both of these kids at camp, but Cornelius really stood out to me. I watched him for most of the day on the Friday camp. 6 foot, 185 receiver out of Shreveport Evangel. He had offers from Tennessee and Missouri, as well as some other small schools, Louisiana Tech, Monroe, schools like that. But I think this guy is a high-range three-star, you know, speaking in our terms. I was very impressed with him. He's not a blazing speed guy, but can really run routes and showed great hands. And Armand Watts, 6'5", 270, defensive lineman. Not sure if he's going to play tackle or defensive end at the next level. He's a guy he could probably do a little of both. We'll see how his body transforms once he gets on campus, but I thought he was another good pickup. He turned out in Wisconsin, Kentucky, Indiana, some of these type of schools. So they're fired up about it. I think they like both of those kids quite a bit.
And, Danny, I was going to say, you know, you were talking about Brandon Allen going, was it 16 or 17? and people saying, you know, well, is the secondary that bad? But let's really examine what Coach Bielema's his style of offense has been at Wisconsin. It's about being efficient. That's the whole thing. That's not a you know, a bad deal that means our secondary is bad. That, to me, I like to see that, you know, and I'll probably be offensive biased, but that's what you want. You know, you don't want them going out there and going 10-16 or, you know, 8-16 or whatever. Just being efficient and moving the ball down the field, I think that's a great sign.
Yeah, I think you make a good point, especially with no pressure. I mean, you don't have an Alabama defensive end in your face trying to kill you. So you would hope he'd go out there and complete most of his passes, and he did just that.
Danny, running back Kevin Shorter out of Texas will decide between Arkansas, Texas, and Texas A&M Saturday at noon. What chances do you give Arkansas in landing his commitment?
I give them a high chance. I'm not going to say very high, but I feel like tomorrow or Saturday at noon, I think Kevin will be a Razorback. You know, it's been kind of a roller coaster with him, trying to keep up with him. A very quiet kid, doesn't do a lot of interviews. In fact, I think I've spoken to him once, if that gives you an idea of how much he talks to the recruiting writers. But he's visited all three of those schools, Texas, Texas A&M, and Arkansas, several times. Again, I go back to DJ Dean, who, of course, is a true freshman cornerback for the Hogs. That's his cousin. They lived in the same house there for a while throughout high school. Very close. They're more like brothers than cousins, and I think DJ has done a very good job of trying to pull him to Arkansas. And in my opinion, now this thing could go either way. I mean, it's been that kind of a shaky recruitment so far, but based on things I've heard the last two or three days, I feel like he's going to be a Razorback, you know, this Saturday, and I know for a fact where he stands on their list, and he's very high. They think a lot of this kid. He's not a big bruiser like you would expect with a you know, Brett Bielema power back. He's more of a speed back, about 6 foot, 190, and he can fly. So I think they're going to get him. I'm not going to predict it for sure yet, but I feel pretty good about Arkansas's chances.
Danny, I wanted to ask you a little bit about a kid named Derrick Henry who's at Alabama, and what is being said with Tenpenny. You know, if Tenpenny's going to redshirt, or if you know anything about that, and if he's still, you know, excited that he went to Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can tell you this. I saw one report on Rivals the other day. They really didn't even mention LT. I mean, you got to think that is probably the most crowded backfield. I know Georgia and LSU would probably be up there, but Alabama, that has to be tough for a true freshman to get in there. That, I think it says a lot about the Yeldon kid last year, throwing him in there early. So I think it's going to be tough for LT to find the field this fall. I don't think he regrets going to Alabama.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's sure going to – in my opinion, it's probably going to take him a couple of years to beat out some of those guys. They are stacked.
Right. And hopefully, you know, other recruits in the state and you know, I want players – you want them to go where they want to go, where they can help the team, what's the best fit for them. And that's something Trey and I believe you as well were saying that, you know, if he was to go to Arkansas, he would probably get to play a little sooner. Instead of going to Alabama, and it could be 2-3 years before you're really getting significant time.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. But then again, who knows? Maybe you don't get an Alex Collins. So I guess we'll never know. But I think Arkansas is pretty happy with what they got too.
Oh yeah,
Danny. Obviously, recruiting never ends. Arkansas has a visitor today on campus, and then they're going to have some more visitors this weekend.
Yeah. Actually, Jake Hall from Springdale Harbor, he's making about, I think he'll be there in about 15 minutes or so. He's from right here, Springdale Harbor, 6'5", 238-pound defensive end. He's got an offer from Cincinnati. That's his only offer right now, but I expect Jake to really take off this fall. Harbor's going to go to more of a 4-3 front. You've got Josh Frazier in there. You've got the kid that transferred from Little Rock at defensive tackle. I think it could really open things up for Jake Hall to have a big year. You know, Arkansas's picture at defensive end right now is kind of fuzzy. They've got a couple of top targets, but if you miss out on a few of those, I think you have to give Jay Cole a strong look. You know, this is a guy, he's a really, really big kid. He's got a super frame on him. He's got wide shoulders. He could probably add another 30 pounds, no problem. And what's impressed me is his quickness. I saw him at a camp down in Dallas, went and watched him in spring ball. He is very quick off the ball. For a guy his size, I was pleasantly surprised. I think he's moving up in my rankings as far as in-state rankings.
And obviously, recruiting being the lifeblood of the program, they've got 16 commits right now, might have 17 by the time Saturday afternoon gets here. When do they start saying, okay, let's try and shut it down a little bit? Or
yeah,
let's try and not accept so many commitments if they get to that point?
Sure, yeah. Trey Biddy and I were talking about that this morning. We listed about 15 other guys and, you know, high three-stars to high four-star guys, about 15 of them that they're still very much in the picture for. You don't want to run into a situation where, you know, you've got a kid in late January that's trying to commit to you and you haven't saved a spot for him. I think they're mindful of that. I think they're going to keep that, you know, as a priority right now. I would expect them to kind of tap the brakes a little bit going into the season. But, hey, they're in good shape right now. According to my list and just talking to some of these big-time kids in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, still got a couple down there that are very much interested, and still got a lot of kids scheduling official visits for this season. I think you kind of have to pump the brakes a little bit at this point. I mean, you certainly don't want to run out of room.
Danny, players that were being recruited by Brett Bielema's staff that have committed, how much of a role are they playing in trying to help some other players that Arkansas might be going after to become and commit to the University of Arkansas and become Razorbacks?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, Trey. I think Rafe Peavy was really at the forefront. I mean, after he reaffirmed his commitment this past spring, you saw him really take off. If you follow him on Twitter, just about every day he's tweeting a new prospect for Arkansas, some of their top kids, trying to convince them. Same deal with Jermaine Illuminor, who, you know, obviously the big-time offensive lineman who committed a couple of weeks ago. You know, over the last couple of weeks, he's been on fire, you know, just trying to go after kids in Florida, California, you name it, trying to get kids to at least take a stronger, a closer look at Arkansas and give them a chance to, you know, maybe get them on campus for an official visit. Jovan Pruitt down in Texas, he's got a teammate named Peyton Hendricks, a big safety target. He's got a Notre Dame offer, Oklahoma's offered. Big-time kid. He's doing his best to get him back on campus for another visit. I think Peyton will probably end up coming to Arkansas. I can't say that for sure, but, hey, they're definitely going after him right now. I think they're doing a great job.
Go ahead, Matt.
Danny, I was going to ask you how much longer is camp, and when's the first day of school? You know, or have they broke camp, or when are they planning on breaking camp?
You know, that's a good question. It's funny you asked that. I'll have to ask somebody at the university.
I think first day of school is a week from Monday.
Okay. Usually you break, 4 or 5 days. Well, you know, I don't know what Coach Bielema does, but, you know, sometimes you have a date set, and if you're practicing well and things are going good, Coach would let the upperclassmen break a couple of days early or something to entice you for better practice. So I was wondering about that and when they would go to just strictly one-a-days.
Yeah, I'll find out a date on that. I mean, with the season opener starting on August 31st this year, I'd imagine it'll be probably the end of next week sometime. And then, of course, they go into game week preparation. So probably I'd say they're a little probably about halfway through camp right now, if I had to guess.
And it kind of seems the way he's doing it this year is last Saturday the scrimmage was around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, started about 3:50. But the first game is at 3 o'clock. This Saturday, his scrimmage is going to be later in the day because when they play Samford here in Little Rock, that game kicks at 6. You would have to believe that next Saturday, which I believe is also fan day, he would hold –
fan day is this Sunday, correct?
This Sunday. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. So next Saturday's scrimmage, I would assume would be earlier in the day because when they play Southern Miss, that's an 11:21 kickoff.
And Trey, that's a very good point because that's one of the hardest things to learn because in high school, you know, your games are pretty much the same time. And then you get to college and you have a lot of the early kickoff times and you get your body gets adjusted to that. And so to be sitting around all day, even during the season, it's tough to kind of – you know, just chill down a little bit because you're watching football all day and you're amped up, ready to go. So it's a tough thing you got to learn.
1-800-477-1037, 433-1037, the number to call if you've got a question for Danny West. We also have some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. This from Larry in The Rock. Any news on some Arkansas basketball recruits, Danny?
Yeah, I should have mentioned this. They picked up a commitment last Friday, I want to say. Nick Babb, a shooting guard out of Texas, 6'4", somewhere around 190, I'd say. Turned down some pretty good schools, Texas A&M, Texas Tech offered. This is a kid that was Arkansas was very, very high on. Apparently, he really took off this summer at a lot of different events around the country. Of course, Mike Anderson and his staff were there to see a lot of it, so I know he was very high on their wish list, and they pulled him in, I want to say last Friday. All of my days this month, Trey, are just kind of running together. It's
I understand.
How it goes in August.
But, well, when you don't have any days off and they're practicing every day, they do.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy right now, but yeah, it was late last week sometime they picked up Nick Babb, apparently a pretty good get as far as from what I'm hearing anyway.
Let's go to Charles in North Little Rock. Charles, welcome to overtime.
Who offensive linemen they go recruiting defense?
Offensive and defensive linemen?
Yeah.
Charles, I would think they're probably going to take at least two more offensive linemen. They've got two already. I think you got to have a guard and probably one more tackle. I would look at guys like Brian Wallace and Frank Ragnow. Those are two that I could see coming to Arkansas. Pretty big time kids too. And then on defensive line, you've got two defensive tackles committed already, Bijan Jackson, Armon Watts. I think you need one more defensive tackle. They're only going to take three this year. And then you would like to get one of those big time defensive ends that you're targeting, Solomon Thomas, somebody like that. But they've still got a long way to go. Still a lot of names out there, but I would say about two apiece on both sides of the line, Charles.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
Charles. Appreciate the call. Danny, talk about recruiting-wise, trying to recruit to build depth at positions. How important is that for this staff? Because it seems like at times Arkansas just hasn't had a lot of depth at some positions.
Right. Well, I think where it's really going to show up is on the offensive and defensive line. Arkansas has always had one or two to sometimes even three big-time offensive linemen. But, you know, after you get past that, you've never really had that next guy and that next guy like Alabama and LSU have had, especially on the defensive line as well. You might have a defensive tackle here or there, but it's very important now to get a guy like Armon Watts to eventually be – you know, a Bijan Jackson's backup or a Craig Evans' backup. I think it's extremely important. I think they're happy with where they're headed at defensive end. They've done a nice job over the last few years, but those interior defensive line spots, I think they're really trying to make up some ground there, as well as offensive tackle. They've missed on a lot of offensive tackles over the last few years, and you really see them starting to take off at that position now.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.